Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Michelle Weatherly. She is the president of the Jamestown Music Boosters. And Michelle, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren, for having me again.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk. Excited, as always, to talk about the Music Boosters, which you have done for many years.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about an upcoming concert, the Music Boosters Blooms concert, which happens, I believe it's every spring this comes around,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
We're going to talk about that. But first, for our listeners, would you mind telling us what the Music Boosters do?
Absolutely. The Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters is an organization that has been around now for, something like 10 years.
Wow.
And what we do is kind of advocate for music in Jamestown Public Schools from all levels, kindergarten through 12th grade, and help with funding for whatever, you know, there are so many gaps in the budget for music particularly and the arts in general, and we try to just fill in wherever we can.
And it's a group of all parent volunteers or community volunteers.
Yes. Anyone can be involved.
Anybody.
There are no fees, there are no dues, very little work involved except for a few times during the year, and it's just a monthly meeting. We get together during this once a month during the school year. We've tried to adjust it this year to see how we're trying to work on more involvement, more membership.
For sure.
And one of the things that we have done recently is change it to our meetings whenever we can have them just immediately prior to one of the concerts.
Oh, awesome.
So the parents are already going out. They have to get their kid there early so that they can practice and rehearse before their concert.
Right.
And so we just meet for about half an hour before the concert so that we can go through and get our stuff done so that we can take care of all their kids' needs and make it a little more convenient if we can.
Perfect. And of course, always looking for volunteers, being a volunteer organization.
Always. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. We do a lot of good work. And, the more hands, the lighter the work.
That's what they always say. Yeah.
Yes.
Like many hands make small work.
Yes, exactly.
And the boosters have done some amazing things. There's been pianos purchased. There's
yes.
been shells purchased.
Yes.
So you guys have raised funds and done a lot for the music programs in Jamestown.
Yeah. Every year we do a $2,000 scholarship for International Music Camp, which is kind of one of our bigger things that we do on an annual basis. That's mm-hmm. that's just pretty much guaranteed.
That's
as long
guaranteed
as the money is there, we're going to do that.
Okay.
And also we help with supplies throughout the school year, band supplies, orchestra supplies, elementary, whatever they might need.
Right.
They know that they can come to us. And even things like children's choir uniforms. They have a different uniform this year, and
okay.
some families, that's a hardship, and they might not be able to afford that, or kids right. grow out of their uniforms, all of those
happens
things that
all
happen.
The time.
Yes. And so the teachers, we want all the teachers to know that they can come to us, to
awesome.
Our organization, and we can help with those costs as often as we can.
Perfect. So the Music Boosters, they do many different fundraisers and raise money so they can provide those scholarships, dollars, and they can purchase things for the schools.
Yes.
So again, Michelle Weatherly, president of the Jamestown Music Boosters, joining us on Let's Talk About It. And you guys kind of have your goal set.
We do.
Coming up too.
Yes. The next couple of things, we always like to have a project.
Yes.
The next couple of things that we would like to be doing soon, it was requested to purchase a few new keyboards for the practice rooms at the Jamestown High School. These kids work so hard on getting to competition, and mm-hmm. our kids are amazing, and they need good equipment to,
yes.
to practice with. And so it was a request that we purchase a couple of keyboards. And so we would like to be able to do that. Each one is around $800 a piece.
Okay.
And so, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot.
And it's not in the school's budget. And so we're working toward that. And then also another thing that we're looking at doing is purchasing a piano dolly for the piano that we purchased a few years ago.
Yes.
It's a vintage piano and it needs a little extra care in moving. And so it's not on wheels now. And so we're looking at purchasing a dolly for that just to keep the integrity of the piano intact.
Right.
That one again is, I believe that one is around $700. So a couple
wow.
of big, big money purchases that we have coming up, and we need the people's help to have that money in our account so that we can go ahead and do those things that we want to be able to do.
Exactly. And of course, benefits of the music programs in Jamestown, as you pointed out, sometimes it's not budgeted for. There's not enough money to do these things. So it's nice that the boosters are there to help along with that. So one of the many different ways that you guys fundraise is you hold concerts, and there's one coming up. Again, we pointed it out, the Music Blooms concert, which is held every spring.
Yes, Music Blooms. It actually just switched last year to Music Blooms.
See, that's what I had been thinking about.
Yeah, it had been in February. We did it as kind of almost like a Valentine's thing, and we had a dinner, and it was a little more elaborate, but it was harder for people to commit to, and we really just wanted it to be about the music. Again, that's what we're here for. And so we came up with this Music Blooms idea in the spring, April. It's supposed to be blooming,
but
we take it as it comes here in North Dakota. But this is going to be held Sunday, April 15th. It'll be 3:00 in the afternoon. So, you know, all of your morning, early afternoon obligations will be over. You can come and relax and watch a couple hours of music and then have your evening so you can get prepared for the week.
Yes.
It's a big weekend. We're following up. The Jamestown Corallaires are going to be in the same theater on Friday and Saturday night. And we're kind of finishing out the weekend on Sunday. And for us, you'll get to see the Blue Jazz and the JHS Jazz Band, that they're always so amazing. The show choir. Mm-hmm. We're going to have several vocal and instrumental ensembles that all the kids are going to state right now, to WDA.
Oh, yes,
and
that's right.
And so they're fresh and they're wanting to perform those for the parents and grandparents and all of the community members who don't get to see them perform these pieces. They do them almost exclusively at concert.
Yep.
And so this is our opportunity to see those. And these kids, like I said before, they work so hard and they have really honed these pieces. And I think it's such an awesome way for them to present it to the community.
It really is. And there's so much good involvement with this too, because I think some staff get involved with this as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. We always have the directors. Mm-hmm. That's actually in our fall one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of, right.
They perform in our fall one where we showcase the adults.
That's right.
But the directors at Jamestown Public Schools, they are so amazing and they are so involved with the kids and they're so involved with boosters. And we always know that we have their back and they have our back.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a good working relationship.
Absolutely.
Michelle Weatherly again with the Jamestown Music Boosters, the Jamestown Public School Music Boosters. Music Blooms again Sunday, April 15th, a big fundraiser for the organization. And tickets, we should go over that. Where can they go to get those and how much do they cost?
Tickets will be available at the door. We're going to do adults $10, students $5, and a family for $25.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that family one, that was recently introduced too,
yes,
right?
Yes, we started introducing that one because when you have, you know, we want to make everything affordable.
Exactly.
We want this to be accessible for everyone. We want everyone to be able to come in and be a part of this. And so that $25 cap, I think, just kind of helped out some families so that they
definitely
can pay.
Definitely. Yeah. And again, keep in mind all of it going towards the Jamestown Public School Music Boosters in there and their goals and what they want to do for the school's music programs in Jamestown. Michelle, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the music boosters or about the upcoming concert on the 15th?
A couple of fundraiser opportunities that we have going right now, in addition to the concert. We have a new t-shirt design this year. We phased out, although there are still some available, if anybody wants the Jamestown Public Schools Loud and Proud t-shirts that we had.
I love those shirts.
They're
I see them
so cool.
All over the place.
Yes,
they're very
it's
awesome.
It's so great to see kids in, you know, Walmart or the grocery store.
Yep.
And even parents. I mean,
I've
just
seen
people
parents
in general.
With it too, yeah.
And these ones are, we went with a different color. They're really nice heather blue. And it says, Blue Jay music gives a soul to the universe, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.
Oh, awesome.
Which is mostly Play-Doh with a little addition of mine. But we have short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts. They were done by Originals here in Jamestown, and they always do such an awesome job, and they're so great at working with us and mm-hmm. helping us with the design and everything. $15 for short sleeve, $20 for long sleeve. If you would like a t-shirt, you can get in touch. If you have a student, have them talk to their teacher, or you can come directly to me. Our email address is jamestownmusicboosters@gmail.com. or you can visit our Facebook page. And I encourage you to do that, like our Facebook page.
Yes,
and
then you can kind of keep up. Very involved on that,
yeah,
too.
And that is just Jamestown Public Schools Music Boosters on Facebook. There's a group. I tried to get rid of it. Don't go to that one. Go to the page.
Okay.
And then one other thing that we're doing, that we're trying this year, there's a Schwann's fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
This is really cool. Something that Schwann's does. One of our board members brought it up. There's a special code that they can get, and they run a fundraiser for a certain period of time. We have from now until April 26th.
Okay.
And that Schwann's will give us the Music Boosters 20% of the product purchase. And if you buy a gift card or use your gift card for a purchase, so you can purchase a gift card and then use it immediately, they'll give us 40% of that purchase.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so there's a special code. And if you're interested in doing that, email me at jamestownmusicboosters@gmail.com or message me on Facebook at that Facebook page, and I'll give you that special code. And because you have to use that in order to get credit.
Okay.
But it's just another easy way. If you're going to do that, it's kind of nice. You know, we're all busy. It's nice to have something in the freezer. And so you might as well take advantage of this and help us out.
Especially if you're helping out the Music Boosters and their goals like that. So,
yes.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. And again, the Music Blooms concert coming up on April 15th. Hope to get people out to that.
Thank you so much.